It's my first time to California. I've been in California for 4 days now. And I went to LA for 2-3 days, last couple days. And I was walking down the street, and a couple times there were a group of guys walking by, and they kind of did the, I heard them whispering to each other, "Hey, those are real." And I knew I had arrived. I guess, is this town that like that? I don't think so. I see a lot of real ones around, so I don't know. Anyways, on that note. Sweet little duck, I've been waiting for you. Don't you think about even coming after me? 'Cause you got me on your shelf, and I just sit here and I think about when everything was right. song about fucking someone you shouldn't have. Can I just get a little bit more vocal in my monitor, please? Buckner, I need a drink. Give me a fucking drink. You brought the people, I drink the booze. Thank you. He's probably talking to a pretty girl in the back. Johnny Little Rocket Star, flashing the label's credit card, and his name is at the door, but no one knew. Says he's got a strategy, 'cause I'm a test of sanity. I like wire cores and whiskey, bad debts and dirty laundry. You can't even make up my mind, and you can't even make up my mind, 'cause you're just one more song. Thank you. brush your hair and straighten up. Put down that drink that you just got. Johnny Rocket Star. He picked up a girl at the bar. And so I keep my sanity. Wire cars and everything. And I guess that we are. I didn't really eat all of it because it was the hugest fucking burrito I've ever seen in my whole life. It was just not too far from here. I guess it's called The Mission or something. I don't know. And we got it, and I thought that was like for Buckner and I to share. I swear to God, it was like eating the thing. It was like the biggest blowjob in the world. You know, you fucking get your whole mouth around that thing. Oh, Jesus Christ. Sorry, that's a little crude. Right, the last time I said something crude was in Seattle, and Richard Buckner's parents came to the show, and I talked about the Montreal Canadiens, and the only way I was going to like the Montreal Canadiens is if the whole team ate me out, and then I realized that his parents probably didn't like that comment very much, and I said something afterwards, and his dad said, oh, it was fun, you know, he'd been drinking as much as Buckner that night, I don't know, it was like, I don't know, it went over great though, I guess. Anyway, speaking of the burrito place again, I ordered a Coca-Cola. I wanted a Coke, and he, the little Mexican man said, you like the Coke? You want a Coke? I'm like, yeah, the Coke. He's like, yeah, the Coke. You want the Coke? I'm like, Buckner's like, more than you know. I'm ruining Buckner's reputation, it sounds like. Probably. Anyway, so the song's for that little Mexican man serving the huge strap-on-sized burritos. Wanna go get high. My Mercury is parked outside under the light. Wanna take me to the parking lot of the old high school. Thank you. like you just said, I would have turned up dead in the car. It's just like you said, I would have turned up dead in the car. It's just like you said. Play with a band and there are a bunch of Canadian guys and my record is not coming out until January. It's coming out on Rounder Records, but I brought some copies with me because the people at the border can't resist a sweet smile and they won't ask you about the bringing of commercial items for sale and not paying tax on them. Which we won't say that we heard tonight, because I don't have any CDs, but they're for sale, and they're $15. And it's a really great deal for me, because that's about $100 Canadian. Which pays for about, you know, one hockey t-shirt these days. But that's okay, I think I'd just rather spend it on something else, like a burrito. But anyway, you just come see me after, and we can hang out, and I'll drink my drink, and you'll drink yours, and I'll shut up.
Try to
AC/DC song. No, I don't do that. Okay. Tailored suits, chauffeur cars, vinyl towels and big cigars, up for grabs and all for a price. When the red hot girls keep on dancing through the night, claim is on you, sides are on. So what do? That's guaranteed. A little girl, you want it all. The furs and the diamonds, paintings on the walls. Come on, come on, love me for the money. Come on, come on, listen to the money talk. Come on. Dollars up, down, you better buy the pound. The claim is on you, and the sides are on me. So what do? That's guaranteed. A little girl, you want it all, but you hustle and you deal and you steal from us all. So come on, come on, love me for the money. Come on, come on, listen to the guaranteed. A little girl, you want it all. The furs and the diamonds, the paintings on the walls. Come on, come on, love me for the money. Come on, come on, listen to the money talk. Come on, come on, love me for the money. Come on, come on, listen to the money. There's no hockey team here, right? I know I'm this really playing up the stereotype of me being Canadian and always talking about hockey, but you guys don't have a hockey team, right? Oh, that's right, the Shark Tank. Ah, yeah, the Shark Tank. Really? Is it pretty? It looks better on TV than it does in person. Anyways, This has nothing to do with hockey, but this song's called Hockey Skates, and thanks a lot for listening, and this is my first time here, obviously, and so, thanks, I had a really great time. And it's only gonna get better. Do you ladies see the poster of Buckner, you know, in that little courtyard back there? Holy fuck! Do you see that? It's like, send that to fucking Vanity Fair or something. Yeah, I bet there's like a lot more ladies here tonight than there are guys. And I know why. If you ladies would like to get an autograph later, I can escort you to the man himself. It's gonna cost you about $5 pop, but you can make it happen. Don't get in his pickup truck because it smells like ass. Alright, and I have to ride in it. Maybe it's my ass, actually, I don't know. The smell was there before I got there, so I'm assuming it's his ass. That's nice, eh? He bought me a drink and I'm talking about his stinky ass. Anyway, thanks, have a nice night. You guys are all gonna leave before he comes on now. I can't tell. Fuck. No, I know. I know. You know what? I opened for a lot of people, and I was a really big Richard Buckner fan before I started playing opening for him. And I haven't missed I've missed one show. Like, I stay and watch every fucking show, and I've seen 30, 40, maybe 50 shows of his. And you guys are gonna have a really nice night because he's so fucking good. Too bad about his, you know, problem.
Meet me at 10:30, 'cause I won't even be there.
can talk like we are friends. Going over it all again. Just talking about everything I'm doing wrong. And do you think that your boy's club will crumble just because of a loud-mouthed girl? Just because of a loud-mouthed girl. And you're going down the same old town, down the same street, to the same bar. The same old face to sing hi, and I don't care, and I don't care, and I don't care, and I don't care.
Edwards is featured in the current issue of Rolling Stone magazine as one of the 10 artists to watch in 2003. Her music has been described as a cross between Lucinda Williams and Sarah McLachlan, combining whiskey-soaked roots rock with stripped-down alternative country. Her debut album released this month is called Failure. Kathleen Edwards, welcome to the Second Cup Cafe. You're fabulous.
Thank you.
Are you having fun? You're getting a lot of attention lately.
Yeah, I just have a really good PR person.
You have a really good PR person, and I want to talk to you about that because you sent out CDs to various media moguls and media types, and it was just a blank CD, but it came with something a little special. What was that?
I guess they put together a little package of airport or airplane-sized bottles of Maker's Mark bourbon.
Shot of bourbon.
A shot of bourbon to
so
go down.
So they sat down, took a shot, listened to the music, and the rest is history.
That's right. That's right.
Another big kind of opening for you was the booking on David Letterman.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the appearance, what that was like, but also how important the booking was for you.
Well, I kind of don't even remember. It was such a whirlwind of events.
That's when everything started, though, right?
Yeah, it definitely did. It was great. It was a lot of fun, and, you know, it was great to meet everyone, and the staff of that show were really great. So.
But the phone started ringing with Letterman's people, with your music blaring in the background, and it went from there to a lot of other calls.
I guess so, yeah.
It's kind of overwhelming. You're only 24.
Yeah, it's really great to have this chance. There are a lot of people in Canada who are great songwriters who don't really get the chance to kind of come down to the U.S. and do what I'm doing. So I'm just enjoying the opportunity.
I had this long, delicate description for your music, but how would you describe your music as you see it?
I guess I just call it roots rock.
Roots
yeah.
rock?
Yeah, roots rock.
And it for you, it brings out what in you?
I think it just brings out sort of the fun of writing songs and being able to play them live and feel like I'm not, you know, tiptoeing around and just being able to rock out or...
Well, don't hold back. What are you going to play for us now?
We're going to play 6 o'clock news.
6 o'clock
yeah.
news. Ooh, I like that. Ladies and gentlemen,
perfect
Kathleen
for
Edwards.
The CBS. Yeah.
It does work, although we're in the morning. But that's okay.
Talk you down. Peter, sweet baby, where'd you get that guy? You spent half your life trying to turn the other half around. And I tried to
24. Kathleen Edwards, stay with us. You're watching the Saturday Early Show. And we're back with Kathleen Edwards. Brittany, she is not downright authentic. And 24 years old, you've got this smoky, soulful voice. It's fabulous.
Thank you.
Now, you have dedicated your work, I believe your latest album, to who?
I dedicated it to my grandmother, whose name was also Kathleen Edwards, and she passed away right around the time that I recorded the album, and I thought she just sort of represents the kind of person maybe I am. She kind of lives on in me. And
maybe the person you want to be.
Maybe, yeah.
What are you going to sing for us next?
I'm going to sing a song called One More Song That the Radio Won't Like.
One More Song, I like it. Kathleen
right.
Edwards, take it away.
Okay.
Stay with us. Our chef on a shoestring will cook up a fantastic meal.